22-6789. If any person in the courtroom has a digital device, which includes a cell phone, laptop, tablet, or any other digital device capable of recording, would you please take that out, show it to the marshal, demonstrate that it's completely off. I'm going to make an exception for counsel. If you need your laptop in order to access the court record or for notes, I'll permit you to retain your laptop, but you cannot record on that device. And they need to be completely off, not just on silent. In this court file on November the 29th of 2022, I had entered a notice of 4th Judicial District Administrative Order 21-05-21-1 that also included a copy of that order. That order, which is current, prohibits the use or possession of video, audio, and photographic equipment to cover, broadcast, or record court proceedings. And so it states that use or possession of those items is permitted inside Ada County Courthouse courtrooms only with the prior written approval of the presiding judge in the particular proceeding sought to be recorded. This court, we have somebody who just entered with a cell phone that's on. And Marshall, I don't mind you actually checking the device to make sure it's completely off. Okay. This court has not received any written request to record or even use or possess audio, video, or photographic equipment to cover, broadcast, or record this court proceeding. To that extent, it is subject to this administrative order. This administrative order states that any person violating the terms of the order may be removed and any recording images or images violating the order may be seized and or deleted and or the person may be charged with contempt pursuant to Idaho Code 18-8001 and or trespass pursuant to Idaho Code Section 18-7008 and or such other charges as may be appropriate and may be imprisoned and or fined. And then it references the contempt rules and statutes. This is the administrative order that is referenced throughout the entire building. Whenever it says subject to administrative order 21-05-21-1, that's what the order says. Same thing. There's a very large sign that says there's no recording or broadcast or photographing in district court. Now, there is a court reporter here. So this hearing is reported, but it's reported under the Idaho Court Administrative Rules. At 11:06 today, Diego Rodriguez filed a notice requesting remote video access to hearing. He didn't ask for permission, just says moves the court to provide him with remote video access to the scheduling hearing on June 5th of 2023. I am denying remote video access to the scheduling hearing. This court received a notice to court of audio recording on June 2nd of 2023. that an audio recording was posted to Telegram chat page by an individual named Devin Miller, and Diego Rodriguez is the administrator of that page. I did not get any written request, and I think I covered that at that hearing as well. On May 23rd, 2023, there had been no written request to record that proceeding. So for those reasons, and two, this is the time set for the pretrial conference, and my notice of trial setting required all parties must be represented at the pretrial conference. Must be the handling attorney, who for Mr. Rodriguez, who's representing himself, would be him, and have the authority to bind the client on all matters within Rule 16. So that order was entered October the 17th of 2022. This court held a hearing on May 23rd, 2023. At that hearing, the court had notice of a removal to federal court, but it did not have a federal filing docketed number on it. At that time, I determined that that was frivolous. Quite frankly, Judge Nye used the word moot, that there is no reconsideration from the federal court's decision. But to clarify the record, the orders of default against the two Freedom Man defendants, I rescinded, and then I've reordered those. I recalled the warrant, reset the motion for contempt today, and Mr. Rodriguez is not present for today's hearing. Since this was original notice of trial setting, time set for the pretrial conference, I will inquire, is Diego Rodriguez in the courtroom? He is not. Is Ammon Bundy in the courtroom? He is not. Is any designated representative for Ammon Bundy for governor in the courtroom? No one responded. Is any designated representative of Freedom Man PAC in the courtroom? Is Ammon Bundy, who was served as the person for People's Right Network, in the courtroom? He is not. And is any designated representative of Freedom Man Press, LLC, in the courtroom? And no one responds. So first, let's take up issues related to the pretrial conference. This was designated as the date and time for the formal pretrial conference in this court's notice of trial setting. This notice of trial setting entered October the 17th of 2022, first ordered all of the dates and deadlines in the stipulation for scheduling and planning that was entered and signed between Diego Rodriguez and counsel for plaintiffs. That's filed in the record on October the 11th of 2022. Under the stipulation for scheduling and planning in this court's notice of trial setting, with the trial date that was set, July the 10th of 2023. I believe every date in the stipulation for scheduling and planning has now passed. So we are 35 days before trial. Further, my notice of trial setting required all pretrial memorandums in Idaho Rule of Civil Procedure 16 must be filed on or before the pretrial conference date. I checked the file just before coming to court. There is no exhibit list, witness list, or requested in jury instructions, or motions in limine.
Your Honor, could I be heard on that?
We did
file those. I'm not sure whether or not showing up on iCourt.
So plaintiffs have filed theirs?
Yes.
Okay. Did you bring a chamber's copy?
No, Your Honor. I apologize, it's my mistake. We did file those with one caveat, Your Honor. We had an issue with our exhibit list that I understand is being cleared up, just the formatting. So that should be filed as we speak. But the others were filed at approximately 12:30 or so today.
Okay, I keep hitting the button. I can't see them.
Well, for what it's worth, Your Honor, I did get notification from iCourt of their having been filed.
Okay.
With the exception, again, Your Honor, of that exhibit list, which we had to clean up, that will be filed now.
Okay. Let me check iCourt. Sometimes it's faster to be seen than in browser that I use in court. Thank you. Sorry, the computer does not win any awards for speed.
We do have the ECF notices, Your Honor, if that would help.
No, that's okay, because if you've received those, then when they do appear, they'll have the proper timestamp on them.
For, I don't know if this assists the court in identifying where they are on the computer, but they all reference a 104 filing time. I don't know if that helps to locate them.
That just means it's somewhere in the building. Doesn't mean it's on. They have to actually push it to my queue. Yeah, they're still not showing. As far as Mr. Rodriguez, I can't see anything from him other than an opposition to motion for contempt and the notice requesting a video appearance. So obviously he knew about today's hearing because he filed an opposition to the motion for contempt, but I don't see any witness list, exhibit list, requested jury instructions, or any pretrial memorandum filed by Mr. Rodriguez. Mr. Rodriguez has failed to attend the pretrial conference, as was required in the notice of trial setting. Pursuant to Idaho Rule of Civil Procedure 16, E, the court may sanction any party if a party fails to appear at a scheduling or pretrial conference or is substantially unprepared to participate in the scheduling or pretrial conference or fails to participate in good faith. That rule also permits sanctions, any orders as are just, and may, along with any other sanction, make orders allowed under Rule 37B2A. So the court will make that determination. And any orders in writing. To the extent the motion for contempt was on for hearing today, Mr. Rodriguez has failed to appear. He also have failed to appear on May 23rd of 2023. Under Idaho Rule of Civil Procedure 75E, a warrant attachment may issue if the court finds probable cause to believe that the respondent committed the contempt and determines there's reasonable grounds to believe the respondent will disregard a written notice to appear. Mr. Rodriguez has not appeared in any of these proceedings or hearings since January of 2023. I do find that there is probable cause in the affidavits that are actually filed? Which is all of that stat. For this court to believe that Diego Rodriguez is in contempt of court for failure to obey the preliminary injunction order, protective order, and discovery orders. So with that, I'll sign the warrant of attachment, set the bond at $25,000. Once he's picked up, he'll be set a court appearance to appear. On the motion for contempt. I had re-noticed the matters for hearing from the 23rd. So that included the motion for hearing on damages before a jury relating to defaulted defendant Ammon Bundy, Ammon Bundy for Governor and People's Rights Network, motion for contempt and for sanctions as to People's Rights Network and Ammon Bundy for Governor, motion for award of attorney's fees pursuant to court's April 24, 2023 order. All of those relate to defaulted defendants. An order for default has been entered against all defendants except for Diego Rodriguez. There is a motion for award of attorney's fees pursuant to Idaho Court's April 25th, 2023 order. That's related to Diego Rodriguez. The court had extended time to respond to that to June 5th, 2023. No response was filed. Pursuant to Local Rule 5.2, if a moving party appears to argue the motion at the time set, if the opposing party does not appear, and if the motion has been properly and timely noticed for hearing with proof of due service, the court may render a decision on the merits of the motion. Further, the standard Idaho Rule of Civil Procedure, Rule 7B3B, specifies that affidavits opposing the motion and opposing memorandum or briefs, if any, must be filed with the court and served so as to be received by the parties at least 7 days before the hearing. There was no response to that motion filed 7 days before May 23rd, 2023, and there's been no response filed since. So the court will consider that one on the merits. Thank you. And I believe also so in the May 26th notice of hearing, there is also notice for hearing at today's date and time is the amended motion for sanctions against Ammon Bundy for governor, Diego Rodriguez, Freedom Man Press, Freedom Man PAC, and the People's Rights Network for ongoing refusal to comply with court orders and discovery obligations. None of the defaulted defendants are here. Diego Rodriguez is not here. There's been no written response filed. I'll consider that on the merits. There is a motion for sanctions as to Ammon Bundy for governor, People's Rights Network, and Abish Hasbandi Incorporated for failure to appear at properly noticed depositions. As for the parties, they're defaulted. There's been no response filed. The court will consider that motion on the merits. As to Abish Hasbandi Incorporated, who is a non-party, the court will hear that separately in a moment. On the motion for sanctions as to Diego Rodriguez, Freedom Man Press, Freedom Man PAC, for failure to appear at properly noticed depositions, for the defaulted defendant, there's been no appearance or filing any response. The court will hear that on the merits. As far as Diego Rodriguez, he does not appear today. He did not file a response. So under the local rule, in the rule of civil procedure, I'll consider that on its merits. There was a motion for extension of time to supplement discovery through May 31st of 2023. That's the plaintiff's motion. There's not been any response or objection filed to that. I'll consider that on its merits. There is a motion for sanctions as to Dono Custos Incorporated that was noticed for hearing today. They are a non-party. Is anyone here today for Abish Hasbandi Incorporated? No one seems to be here for Abish Hasbandi Incorporated. Is anyone here for Dono Custos Incorporated? No one appears today for Dono Custos Incorporated. And then there's also the motion for sanctions as to Diego Rodriguez, Power Marketing Consultants, LLC, Power Marketing Agency, LLC, and Freedom Tabernacle Incorporated for failure to appear at the properly noticed depositions. Is anyone here for Power Marketing Consultants, LLC? They are not. Anyone here for Power Marketing Agency, LLC? They are not. Anyone here for Freedom Tabernacle Incorporated? They are not. So no non-party has objected to the subpoenas for depositions, and none of them appear at today's hearing. So giving Rule 7B3B, which requires opposing motions and memorandum to be filed and served before the hearing, and given the local rule that if the opposing party does not appear, the court may render a decision on the merits of the motion. I don't know if the plaintiffs actually want to present any argument, since they would all be fully submitted due to non-appearances and non-oppositions.
Your Honor, I think just one issue I'd like to address, and I apologize if I might have misunderstood where the court was on this particular motion, but we had filed a motion that was styled as an amended motion for sanctions.
Yeah, actually, I do have a question about
yes.
that. I think I know what the answer is. So the one that I just read, amended motion for sanctions against Ammon Bundy for governor, Diego Rodriguez, Freedom Man Press, Freedom Man PAC, and the People's Rights Network for ongoing refusal to comply with court orders and discovery obligations. That one?
Yes.
All right. In looking at the record, it looks like originally there was a motion for sanctions and spoliation inferences as to all defendants that was noticed for hearing May 23rd. I don't see any other reference to that title. So is that amended motion that you're asking about the amendment of that?
It is, Your Honor.
Original motion?
It is, Your Honor.
Okay. I did name it, and so that is one that I perceive no one has responded and no one has appeared for.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just wanted to make sure, just given the delay, that the court was able to connect the two. And then just briefly on one issue, Your Honor, and I understand it's going to be considered under submission. We did make a motion that Mr. Rodriguez be defaulted, given how close we are to trial and those issues. And I just wanted to highlight that for the court as something that we think is significant. At this stage of the game, this close, making reference to something Mr. Rodriguez filed last night, which was purports to be some response to discovery that was ordered 4 or 5 months ago. We have asked for sanctions, but at this stage, compelling additional discovery is not something we're interested in to the extent it's going to impact the trial date. We really do want to move forward with the trial. And I just wanted to make that clear to the court in the context of those motions, given that some of the remedies available include providing more time to complete discovery.
I understand that. I understand we're related to the motion for sanctions. The sanctions are the same list as the motions for sanctions, or the sanctions that are available to the court under Rule 16. And so I will consider those all within this context. I'm not vacating the July 10th hearing or trial. I know that you submitted the motion related to whether you're entitled to a jury trial on a default damages hearing. That one will be under advisement, and I'll issue a written decision. Do you want me to set a status conference? This is actually the last hearing before trial set in the notice of trial setting because he missed the status. He did not appear for that. But given the fact that there's still pending decisions, do you want me to set another status before that trial date so that there is a status conference? Because quite frankly, that's not my only trial during that time frame. Civil cases typically, well, statutorily and constitutionally will not get a priority over criminal cases. And so which ones go, we are forever rearranging the schedule every single day here at the courthouse, given the number of trials that we're still doing. So do you want me to just set another status, or do you want me to just send out a notice of status? Typically, I do them 2 weeks in advance, but quite frankly, I didn't run all of the trials that I have during that time frame, and it's a 10-day time frame. I know I'm pre-trying one of those on Thursday. Yeah, it's still too early to tell on some of these. So if you want a status closer in time, I can set a status. Or we can just show up for trial and see how it goes. But frequently, whenever people have witnesses and experts, especially in the civil realm, it's expensive to vacate a trial at the last moment. So I have...
And by the way, Your Honor, the answer is yes. We think that would be helpful.
Okay. So I have June 19th is going to be very tight, actually, because I have to start a trial on a Tuesday. June 20th is the Tuesday.
Your Honor, we could make either of those work.
Have June 20th at 4 p.m. available.
Your Honor, that works for us.
So I'll set that on June 20th at 4 p.m.
And Your Honor, if I could, we did file two motions in limine. If it works for the court, we could set up a notice for that time. I know, I'm not sure if that's sufficient time, a notice for those to be heard.
I don't know, because I actually have to look at the other things. There's other summary judgments and things on that afternoon.
We'll wait to hear from Ms. Corson.
So, yeah, we've been in trial for a couple weeks now, so she's not...
Understood. Understood, Your Honor.
She's not avoiding you. Okay.
And Your Honor, if it's appropriate, I just want to highlight a couple of issues that we think would be helpful to discuss at that status conference on the 20th. We have a considerable amount of video evidence. Our intent would be to continue talking with your court as the best way to have that filed when we provide our exhibits.
Are you talking about digital exhibits for trial?
Yes.
Okay, that...
We started that discussion last time.
Right, and so it's actually the... there is a specific exhibits clerk that is not the same as my in-court clerk. It's the exhibits clerk that is the keeper of exhibits. And so that's the clerk who determines what format they can store conventionally filed exhibits in. So are you going to inquire of that person, or do you want my in-court clerk?
We've reached out. We just have not, I don't think we've gotten close the loop on that, but we have reached out based on your direction.
Okay. It's the exhibits clerk that makes that decision, unless the judge specifically orders it to be stored in a different format. So, for example, sometimes if I have an oversized exhibit, instead of keeping the entire mattress, sometimes we keep a photo of the mattress, and sometimes we keep the whole mattress. And so mattresses, gasoline, things with blood on them, firearms. There's lots of things that the judge may direct, but as far as digital evidence go, typically I leave that up to the exhibits clerk, since they're the ones that are responsible for maintaining the record.
Understood, Your Honor. And related to that, what we are hopeful will work for the court is, as I mentioned, we're going to have a lot of video video content. We'll have some other content that has been harvested from third parties. We have the ability to lay the foundation and authenticate those. Given kind of the situation in where we don't really have an opposing party to effectively dialogue with, our intent would be to, prior to the status conference, to provide the court with affidavits that would establish authenticity and foundation. And our hope would be, if the court can see those in advance of the status conference, we could have a discussion as to whether those could be used to perhaps expedite the process in the trial, so we could avoid slowing down for every time something like that needs to be brought in. So that's just one issue I'd highlight to the court. Another issue is, and I understand that the court has not made a ruling regarding inferences in advance of the status conference, unless prior to that we get an adverse ruling. Just so that the discussion can be fruitful, we would plan on providing the court with what we believe would be appropriate inferences based on the failure to respond to discovery. So I just want to highlight those for the court as things that we think are on our list for productive discussion on the status conference.
Right. And of course, any requests for admissions that were not...
Yes, I failed to...
...responded to, then those are deemed admitted.
We would provide those two to the court. And I would say that... much of that is built into proposed jury instructions and proposed findings of fact also that were filed today.
Okay. And, of course, that would depend on my ruling under Rule 16, because some of the authority I have under Rule 16 would include striking an answer and defaulting Mr. Rodriguez.
Understood, Your Honor.
So have not made a decision. I was waiting to see if he actually showed today. But he has not.
Your Honor, those were the issues that we just wanted to bring to your attention. And to so the record's clear, unless the court has any question on the pending motions, we feel comfortable just submitting them on the briefing.
Your June 9th deposition is still set? Is that correct?
No, Your Honor, we have not had any confirmation, and that was, to be honest, Your Honor, these are blurring. Is this the one set for Ms. Anderson?
No, for Mr. Rodriguez at your office.
He has not responded as to whether he's going to attend. He has not provided, so it is, I believe, technically still set, but he'd missed an earlier deposition date. That was the one referenced in one of our motion for sanctions.
Right. I'm talking about the one that is still set in the future. Okay. I think that was one question.
Your Honor, if I would just could peek at the calendar real quick so I can give a better answer to the court.
Yeah, June 9th is Friday.
Yes, Your Honor, that the court's order set as the, there is nothing set with Mr. Rodriguez on June 9th. The court's order set that as a deadline, but the court's order provided that we could provide notice to get it set earlier. We did do that.
Right. Well, it was actually the stipulation of Mr. Rodriguez that said that the depositions would be completed 30 days before trial.
Yes. So we have not taken his deposition. He failed to show up at the properly noticed time.
Okay. And you have not had any contact where he's confirming that he will be there on June 9th at 9 a.m.?
No, he is not, Your Honor.
Okay.
And what I've referenced, we did also make an attempt to set depositions for Ms. Anderson and Mr. Anderson, who are the parents of the infant at issue, and we've heard nothing back from them. They're both in Florida. We did properly get it, go through the process of having it properly noticed for Florida, but we've just heard no response. And Your Honor, given that we've traveled to Florida once and we've traveled to Wyoming recently, we don't anticipate flying out there. We're anticipating just trying to send Mr. Rodriguez notice that we'll take those off calendar, I guess, under protest. Another issue is Mr. Rodriguez continues to refuse to provide Mr. and Mrs. Anderson's contact information. We've looked to try and find it. Driver's licenses in Florida are publicly available, but the Andersons, along with Mr. Rodriguez, have used on their Florida driver's license a false address, an address that's just a virtual address, I guess I should say. So that just adds to it, Your Honor, that those were the last two depositions that we were trying to accomplish. And as I just explained, we don't think at this stage it's worth the effort to fly and cost to all fly all the way to Florida for those. There was an order from the court compelling Mr. Rodriguez in part to provide the contact information for the Andersons and others, and he failed to do that. And Your Honor, I just so the record's clear, I was provided a note by Ms. Henderson. The court order that we would reference that related to noticing up the deposition for Mr. Rodriguez and others and setting the deadlines was the court's April 25th, 2023 order. And pursuant to that, we had noticed up depositions for Mr. Rodriguez and related entities on May 12th and May 15th. And in some of the motions we filed that are before the court, Your Honor, regarding sanctions, that will reference that would be the motion the court will be considering that relates to sanctions for the Rodriguez entities that the court has before it. So that would include those dates in it.
Okay. And I guess my other question is related to the request for sanctions against non-parties.
Yes, Your Honor.
Under what authority are the plaintiffs asserting this court in Idaho has jurisdiction over a non-party defendant served in another state?
Well, I guess the court would be relating to Donna Custos. We do believe the court has authority over and an ability to enforce the deposition, especially given that Donna Custos is 100% owned and controlled by Mr. Bundy. To our understanding, Your Honor.
That's all the questions that I had, but there are a lot of motions. Oh, I know. There was one other question. I had appointed a discovery master. I had seen something where you were trying to set a hearing with the discovery referee.
Certainly, Your Honor. We did have a hearing set. We provided the briefing and had a hearing set for the 7th. As part of the complications created by Mr. Rodriguez filing that second notice of removal, Judge Copsey vacated it and then now has reset it for June 14th. So we are set to be before her on June 14th.
Okay, thanks. We don't share the clerk, so
understood.
I don't always
Would it
know.
Assist the court if we filed courtesy copies of what we file with the discovery referee?
No, it would just gunk up the record.
We haven't been doing that, so just okay. Wanted to see whether that helped or hurt.
No, it would just complicate the record. I just wanted to know if there was anything currently set with her since I had appointed her as a discovery referee.
Understood, Your Honor.
I think those were all of the questions that I have on the record.
Oh, Your Honor, I apologize for just making this one brief point, and that relates to a comment the court made regarding the defaulted parties and our motion for sanctions for their failure to show up for depositions. I just highlight for the court, we addressed it in the briefing. The parties are defaulted. There's been no default judgment. And in significant part, what we were looking for in these of the default depositions of the defaulted parties would be evidence that would be relevant to our damages hearing and in particular evidence relating to our punitive damages hearing. And we think that that was appropriate. And we'd also note that the court had ordered, had provided us an order allowing us to depose them. So that raises to another level of that being a violation of the court's order. So that's all I wanted to highlight, Your Honor.
not sure I caught all of that related to a default damages hearing, because, I mean, here's the issue. If they're defaulted, they're defaulted. So they can't participate. If they're defaulted, factual allegations are admitted, but I can't make a determination on the record unless it's for some certain. And most of the damages that you're claiming are not for a some certain, so I have to have an evidentiary hearing.
Your Honor, could I try again, Your Honor? I think I either misspoke or was not clear enough. There's a motion, one of the motions among the many pending before the court relates to a request for sanctions against Mr. Bundy and PRN and the Bundy campaign for failure to show, failure to provide responses to written discovery and to show for a deposition. And I was just trying to make the point, Your Honor, that we've made this motion for sanctions against those entities. We understand that they have been defaulted, but it was our effort to get this discovery from them to allow us to present it at any damages hearing. And that's what I just meant to articulate, Your Honor.
Right, and I understand, you know, perhaps Mr. Bundy doesn't from his responses of why don't you just enter a default judgment.
Yes.
I understand my responsibilities are to ensure that they've had every opportunity. And so I will consider in fashioning any remedy if one is due, whether they've had every opportunity.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have nothing further unless the court has questions.
I think those are all the questions that I have. So given the fact that there's no responses, I'll issue written decisions.
All right. And would the court want us to provide notice for that status hearing, or will the court do that?
The court will do it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah, I'll just do a notice of hearing through the forms.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm going to stay here because